Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence, and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
You might want to read this.
What's that?
It's a parking ticket from Jackie's old car.
Play it again.
Beyond all recognition. Oh, sorry for the spoiler.
She sold the car, Henry.
Not before she got a ticket. Right outside 33 Golding Street.
Freddie, she says it could be something like that.
Let's have a look. Domestic... Okay, let me call Fred.
Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Everline. I write for the New Zealander. We're covering the Jackie...
The New Zealander?
You have a call waiting.
Hey.
Fred, it's me.
Not now, mate.
It's the sound.
For God's sake.
We've had it analysed. Listen. It's trapped pressure from
a domestic...
Yeah,
the pressure. It's gone to your head, mate. At night.
Go left, left.
Is that quicker?
Affirmative.
Fuck's sake, his phone's engaged.
Money.
Honey.
The roots of all evil. Wouldn't you agree? Jacqueline.
I'm going for caffeinated.
Wait, good for you. Can you put the boiler on? It's bloody freezing.
Yeah, it's that time... That time of year now, isn't it?
Jesus. Enough.
This is dispatch for PC Taproom.
Hearing your dispatch.
Confirming your location.
Whitechapel, Wentworth Street, by Brick Lane.
Can you head to 11 Sparman Street? We've had a distress call from a woman there.
On my way. Approaching 11 Spelman Street now, over. Hello? Hello? This is the police, hello. I'm entering the residence. This is the police. Hello? Anyone in? Hello?
Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit gruesome killing with ruthless
blood. Body count increasing and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud.
Media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Mark Allen
Last night she made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ritter.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to come.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the
world's media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
The British police continued their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando a hombres inocentes.
Crazy, it's scary.
I like her. Style.
Murder police. Where are they? I've not seen them.
Sir Charles, my name is Judith Munro. I am the Member of Parliament for Whitechapel. As you know, I'm the former case director at the Independent Office for Police Conduct. Our paths have very much crossed once or twice.
Ha, yes, quite.
Since then, I have led a number of public inquiries dealing with miscarriages of justice and misappropriation of public spending. I hope this inquiry finds you well and you're willing to answer a number of our questions regarding the terribly, terribly sad incident of Officer Marcus Tabram in August of last year.
Terribly sad indeed, yes.
Sir Charles, to your knowledge, and you have every right to confer with the documentation on the post-mortem submitted by Dr. Baxter Phillips on this, what was it that killed PC Tabram?
PC Tabram, Marcus, was conducting a fairly routine home visit. A call had come through of a domestic disturbance.
I'm not asking about why he was there. I'm asking what killed him.
I'm getting to that answer, Miss Munro. So, Marcus entered the building, 11 Spelman Street, where we believe he encountered a potential home intruder, most likely gang-related, who ended poor Marcus's life.
How?
By killing him.
Sir Charles, how did the home intruder, this gang member who still eludes us, how did he kill PC Marcus Tabram?
Knife. With a knife.
A stabbing. Correct?
Correct.
Could you remind me, and again, feel free to use the report submitted by your own team, where were the stab wounds on PC Tabram?
Yes, I may need to consult what the doctor...
I've got it here. PC Marcus Tabram suffered a fatal stab wound to the right pulmonary artery.
Very sad.
Yes. That's here, Sir Charles. Can you see where I'm pointing? Just here. On my chest. PC Tabram was wearing a Metropolitan Police stab vest. Was he not?
Yes, I believe he was.
One of many items that have been the subject of industrial action by your own officers. Would that be right, Sir Charles?
There has been some unfounded, unsubstantiated conclusions drawn over the structural integrity of these state-of-the-art stab
vests. Argument is, Sir Charles, that they are not state-of-the-art, and there is very little in the form of structural integrity to these stab vests. And that has cost PC Marcus Tabram his life.
What cost PC Marcus Tabram his life is criminal low-life activity.
Is that what your officers think?
He was stabbed by a monster. Do you understand that?
Could you tell me the amount of public funds allocated to the purchasing of this kind of equipment?
Oh, this really is preposterous. I would like to request a recess in this political showmanship while I check on how our brave men and women are doing as we close in on the most vicious serial killer this country has ever known.
Can you put the boiler on? It's bloody freezing.
Yeah, it's that time... It's that time of year now. Isn't it? Oh, fuck.
You okay?
No, I mean, yeah, I just burnt my hand on the kettle. Burnt my hand on the kettle.
Ouchies.
Ouchies. Listen, I'm just gonna have to pop out, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the case.
Is it happening?
Oh, it's happening. It's all happening.
Oh, all right. Well, good luck. Keep me posted. Hope the evil doctor doesn't stab you to death.
Yeah, that'd be rubbish. Yeah.
Okay, bye then.
Yeah, see ya.
No kiss?
Right, yeah, a kiss. Yeah, a big old smoochie. Yeah, yeah. Do you know, I think I might actually be coming down with something. So, you know, maybe I should steer clear of the old snogging. Snog-free zone. Thou shalt not snog. Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks for that. Lovely. Yeah, I'll see you when I see you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Freddy. Let's catch up about the book tomorrow, yeah?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Let's do that.
Again. Do it again.
Harvey!
Harder!
Come on, get it in there. Get it. No, shut up, man.
Bloody neighbours at it downstairs, hey? Horny.
Come on.
Horny bastards.
Come on.
Really? The retired couple?
Yeah, Viagra and spare time. Do you know, that's what happens. All right, ta-ra, Jill.
Go, go, go!
Watch my six!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Freddy!
Oh, right, you are paying for that.
You're alive, sir.
That is a Victorian-style door with stained glass features. Oh, great. Great, yeah, great. The glass is smashed. Thanks.
She's Jackie.
Yes, I know.
You know? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. Have you been undercover this whole time?
You know, in a way, yeah. You know, in a way, I have been undercover, Henry, mate. Yeah, you know, just proper covert sort of shit, you know?
Yeah, he's been undercover. Under a fucking duvet cover. Shagging a psychopathic serial killer.
How do you know for a fact that I shagged her, huh?
The commitment, sir. The absolute commitment to not blow your cover is unbelievable.
Well, you know, when I commit to catching criminals, Henry, I
the
really...
The only thing you've committed to is trying to sleep with girls 40 years your junior.
Look, I... So, 40 years? How old do you think I am?
I don't have time for this. Right now, I'm going to take this baton and smash her over the head with it until her skull caves in. Then I'm going to come back and ram it up your arse. See you in a bit.
Whoa, just wait.
Sir, we have identified the target and have initiated procedures to arrest...
What are you going to tell the judge then? Huh? Oh, she had a squeaky boiler, Your Honour. Lock her up, throw away the key.
She got a parking ticket on the street, outside this bloody flat, Freddy. In that car.
Oh, everyone gets bloody parking tickets. It's a miracle going a day in London and not getting charged for something. Just let me build a case.
Build a case? How?
I don't know. All right? Just... We need to get more evidence than what we have. I'm not prepared to be humiliated again.
Freddie, your delays are going to cost my entire department their funding. Sir Charles is speaking to the Home Secretary. This isn't about you.
Oh, shit. She's coming. Quick, under the stairs.
Oh, bloody hell. Is this a leasehold, sir? Because we really should consult with the freeholder when using co-living areas like this
Will
cupboard.
You shut up.
Shh. She's coming down the stairs.
Shit, she's seen the front door. Nice one, Donna.
She's coming closer.
Oh, God. Get behind me. She's coming in.
Donna.
Get behind me.
Donna.
Hello? Oh, hey, Jace, you're working late. I just spoke to Freddy earlier about the book deal. So exciting, isn't it?
Go, go, go!
Evacuation in progress.
Oh, please tell me you've got a car out here.
Entering vehicle.
The book deal. The fucking book deal.
Sorry, you know, this is before I knew that she'd killed five men and chopped their cocks off,
I don't
okay?
care. There's no book, all right? There will never be a book.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's bound to be a book eventually.
And teleprogram as well, of course. Not to mention a
Shut up. So she's a greedy, money-grabbing dickhead as well as a murderer, is she?
Well, it would be a bestseller, yes, but, I don't know if that makes her money-grabbing.
Freddie. Wake up, mate. Honestly.
I am awake. Yeah, it might be past my bedtime, but I'm awake, Sunshine.
Don't call me Sunshine. I'm your boss.
Yeah.
She had you right where she wanted you. She nearly made millions of the bodies of those men. She played you. Sunshine. Don't even try. You're coming down the station to answer some questions.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app and hit subscribe.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
There. Okay, happy? That's everything I know about her.
Surprised you haven't put down a cup size and favourite sexual position.
Would you leave me alone?
Come in.
Detective, Chief Inspector, you better take a look at this.
I heard the police have called me. Aren't they clever?
There, we've lightened the image and sharpened it. Look, you can read her notepad.
RCS, Royal College of Surgeons.
Good God.
Detective, Chief Inspector, Press Officer Campbell, you better take a look at this.
We did it! We graduated!
It's Jackie.
Oh my God.
graduating at RCS.
RCS, Royal College of Surgeons.
Good God.
Detective, Chief Inspector, Press Officer Campbell, Dr. Helson, you better take a look at this. CCTV of a car. Look at the permit sticker on the dash. RCS.
RCS, Royal College of Surgeons.
Good God.
Detective, Chief Inspector, Press Officer Campbell, Dr. Helson, Community Support Officer Smith, you better take a look at this. A knife found in Whitechapel. Says here, property of RSC.
RSC, Royal Royal Shakespeare Company.
Oh.
This is plastic.
Is it?
Julius Caesar is on at the moment.
Probably from that.
Yeah, it's meant to be very good, actually. Give it back to them.
Will do. Apologies.
So we've established that it's Jill and not Dr. Baxter Phillips?
Quite right. The doctor is putting down a testimony now. I will, of course, divulge that I took the scalpel.
Don't mention Sir Charles. Not yet.
The Perjury Act of 1911 states that I must, as an officer, testify
then
regarding
your testimony is on hiatus. Sir Charles can't know we're onto him yet.
Onto him for what? Exactly.
Corruption, Smith. Open your eyes.
Oh, can we do one crime at a time, please? It's slightly confusing when they overlap. You know, plus I was planning on having a little mini break after the Jackie case, and, you know, maybe after that we could move on the Sir Charles thing, if you want.
Why did Georgie answer the phone in an English accent? I don't understand.
Georgie is, the testimony will say it, but she is involved with a married person.
Oh.
Any unknown number calls her, she disguises her voice. She knows the couple, you see.
Right. That would explain her evasive behaviour, too.
I don't know how people have the energy for affairs. You know, I really don't. Right, okay, so, while we get all the information from Georgie about Jackie, this is all I know about Jill.
Jackie and Jill.
Is that what she called herself?
Yeah, she posed as a journalist, even got herself into some of the briefings, which, you know, I think is a reflection of how far the profession has fallen, to be honest.
Jackie and Jill
went up the hill
to fetch a pail of water.
Jack fell down and broke his crown.
Poor fella.
A lot of that going around.
What about Hunter?
The father of modern surgery.
Georgie.
John Hunter. Shit.
The Hunterian guy?
Yeah.
The building is home to his collection of anatomical studies, which became the Hunterian Museum, and to the Royal College of Surgeons, where I knew her.
How well did you know her, Georgie?
Jacqueline Beck, her name was. At least, that's what she used. As to how well I knew her, not nearly well enough. Obviously.
Anything, absolutely anything more comes to you...
I will tell you, of course.
Jacqueline Beck is Jill Hunter.
We're close. We need to assemble every single piece of evidence we have.
If we are doing that, yeah, your body cam footage from earlier would have caught you saying she's 40 years my junior, which is bollocks because that would make her about 12, okay? So can we disregard that evidence, please?
There's a criminal record.
What?
On the system here, Jacqueline Beck.
Let me see that.
Yeah, it's...
Priya, open it.
It is open.
What do you mean?
It's empty.
It's been deleted.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back.
Very excited to have you in the studio today, Eamon Grant. Now, Eamon is an entrepreneur who's got a very exciting device for us today. Thank you so much for coming in, Eamon.
It's a pleasure. What we've got here is Jonathan.
Oh, hi, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a reason why Jonathan is almost completely naked in our studio today, Eamon?
Yes, Lily, yes. It's because of this little device here, you see.
Wow, look at that.
This is a groin guard. Obviously, we're all far too familiar with the horrific goings-on in Whitechapel with Jackie the Ripper, and I thought to myself, I need to do something about this. I need to do something. And this is what I've done.
Could you just turn a bit more over here for us, please, Jonathan?
Yeah, sorry.
And there we go. Look at that. Is it comfortable?
A bit cold.
So what does it actually do, Eamon?
This is a stainless steel casing that sits over the penis and testicles. It will protect against not just noise, but also blunt objects as well. If the device detects a major impact, it triggers a micro alarm, and that notifies police and sends a GPS signal as to your whereabouts.
Wow, so young Jonathan here could be walking through Whitechapel.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
He's suddenly encountered by Jackie. She gets a knife out and then...
goes for his attack.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then this prevents her attack and informs the police. And Jonathan is safe.
Wow, amazing. Thank you so much, Eamon and Jonathan. You're literally saving lives.
Thank you. Thanks very much. And thanks, Jonathan.
You scuttled out of there quick.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can't help feel responsible.
Love the South Bank in winter.
Yeah.
The little stalls coming out for Christmas, chills in the air, tourists have all fucked off.
Yeah, most of them.
You're not responsible, Freddy.
Come on, Donna.
You're not. You just... you don't like easy jobs. You never have done. You wanted a chase, a fight. It's what makes you a great detective. And a lousy friend.
Thanks.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I know you are.
So she was right under your nose. So what? We're building the case now. Just what you wanted.
How's this going to look, Donna, when it all comes out? You know, I took her out to dinner. I let her live at my dad's flat, Donna. My own dad.
Oh, who cares how it looks?
I do.
Why?
Because.
You need to recalibrate. Remember what you told me when she got away? The night of the double murder? She didn't run away. She ran closer to us. We got more information, not less.
Got more bodies, too.
But not anymore. All right? We know exactly how to monitor her every move. We can track her at home. We can track her on the street. This is out, Freddy. I think it's time for you to really go undercover.
Oh, I'm not shagging her again, Donna. I mean... yeah, maybe I'll think about it.
No, but... not that. The book.
The book?
We know that's what she wants. She built the case around the Jackie character and the hero. You. You got the fame. Now she wants the fortune, Freddy. And only you can give it to her.
You're right.
I know I'm right. She wants a book. Let's give her a book.
Well, I wrote the book on catching criminals, Donna. Now it's time to throw the book at her. Because I can read her like a book. It's paperback time.
Dickhead.
Right, that is the second time I have heard you use that word today.
I like it. It does the job. Especially in this case. Come on.
Oh, can I at least have the night off?
Nope.
Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddie Abeline. Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson. Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter. Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith. John Brunock as Edmund Reed. Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson. Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips. Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren. Narlan Burgess as Priya Campbell. And Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack. For more information, follow at Jackie Ripper Pod on Twitter.
Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Hey marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And part of the Acast Creator Network.